God, we just thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. God, you're so merciful. You're all-knowing. You know everything, God, we need. You know everything that is on our hearts. Or God, you know everything, God, that has have us in a place, Lord God, where we're uncomfortable or don't feel right, Lord, or some things that we just don't want to face. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bring you my heart and I bring you this whole. I bring you, Lord God, my mess. I bring you, Father God, that I turn to the TV. I've turned to food. I've done any and all other things, Lord God, to get the attention, the love, and the gratification, those things that I'm really desiring, God. But I know, Father God, that I can only get it from you. And I understand, Lord, it is a choice. God, I know this. I'm not the only one that has this hole inside of them that needs to be healed. Lord God, that hole inside of them that needs to be, God, just plugged in, Father God. And we know, Father God, that it's only you that can do this. So, God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you help us, Lord God. Help us to recognize, Lord God, these holes that's on the inside of us, Lord. And I pray, Father God, that we choose, God, that we choose to allow you to heal those emptiness, that void that's on it, that we choose to allow you to fill us up, God, with your love and not search for love in all the wrong places, not go after things and buy things and trying to satisfy our souls with the treasures, Lord God, in the world, Lord God, the gold and the silver. Father God, I read in your word that that gold, that the silver will be thrown out and the gold will be removed and it will not be able to help us when your wrath comes. God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you help us to understand, Father God, these temporal things will not help us, but it's your eternal things, your word, you. It's a relationship with you, Father God, that will truly satisfy our souls, that will truly help us, Lord God, to love, to be at peace, to have completeness, to have wholeness, Father God, that will turn us around in our attitude, our perspective, all these different things, Lord God, that we deal with every day, that we may struggle with, that we may fight with. Father, I'm asking, Lord God, that you continue, Father God, to show us, Lord God, and give us a heart to accept. God, I accept. I accept, Lord God, the truth right now. And it is the truth. Lord, I've been looking for stuff in all the wrong places. I've been looking for love. I've been looking for satisfaction. I'm trying, sorry, I'm searching for something, God, that has always been right there, which is you. And I'm asking, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, my goodness, help us, Lord. God, help us in our thoughts, in our mind, in our actions, and help us, Lord God, to recognize these things, accept and take accountability for our actions. God, help us in our heart, Father God, to, Father God, recognize these things and not blame others for our own shortcomings. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you order our steps on today. God, that you will help us, Lord God, to continue to forgive. God, and let go of the past, not carry these things. God, I ask, Lord God, as we open up our hearts to you, Father God, that you will come in, God, and regulate, Lord God, our minds, guard our hearts, guide our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord, I just ask, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, that you help us all, Father God, in every area of our lives, Lord. God, that we, God, do our part, Lord God, do what we need to do, because part of it is just us. Part of it is our actions. Part of this is our thoughts. God, help us, Lord God, to help ourselves. Lord God, in that process, Lord, that we would use, God, those tools that you've already given us, God, that we would activate that faith and trust and believe, God, as we turn these things over to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you will handle it. You will take care of it. God, that we will truly give our hearts over to you and trust you with ourselves. God, we just thank you. And we ask, God, that you forgive us, Lord God. Forgive us of putting things above you. God, forgive us for, Lord God, the idols, Lord God, the things that we put above you. Forgive us, Lord God, for putting stuff and finances and just even our own selves above you. Thinking and believing, God, that we can satisfy our own selves. Thinking and believing, Lord God, that we know what's best for us and we really don't. God, I ask that you help us, Lord God. Return unto you. Draw us back unto you. God, there's so many of us that have walked away. There's so many of us, God, that has turned a deaf ear, God, because, God, we are hurting on the inside. Because we feel like nothing can help us. Because we feel like no one can help us, Lord. And God, we, Father God, because of all the pain and hurt that we have received, God, we try to blame you, but it's not your fault. Talking about we can't catch a break. Talking about when is it going to end. God, help us, Lord God, to turn to you. Help us, Lord God, to turn to you. Return back to you. Father God, and not be worried about what others are doing. God, forgetting the stuff of the old. God, disregarding stuff that we were taught that was wrong, but seeking you for our own selves. Seeking you, Lord God, with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, and with all our strength. God, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking, God, that you touch our hearts on today. Really go in, Father God, not just for me, but all of us, all your people, the backslidden, God, those that are troubled, those that have things going on, Father God. God, I'm asking you, go out onto them on today. Unction them. Send them a word. Give them a dream. Drop a thing in their mind, a verse, or let them see something on a TV. God, however you can do it, God, pierce their heart on today. That to help them, Lord God, to ponder and consider. Give us hearts of flesh, Lord God, that we can receive your word, your spirit, your unctioning. And God, as you give us the hearts of flesh, Lord God, however you do it, whether it's through a test, a trial, and whether it's by something that has to go on within our bodies, Lord God, however you do it, Father God, give us a heart of acceptance and knowing, Father God, that you can deliver us out of it all. You are more than capable. God, help us to remember where you brought us from. Help us to remember as you take us back and remind us, Lord God, help us to have a heart to cry out to you even the more, to repent. God, give us a repent of heart that it won't be just for the moment. As soon as we see a break, as soon as we see a breakthrough, as soon as we be like, oh, finally, Father God, that we will continue to seek you. We won't think that we have arrived and that we know it all, but that we continue to seek you and understand that we really don't, that we need to acknowledge you every day, that we have to spend time with you to keep ourselves. It comes from you. It all comes from you. God, we thank you that we have the ability to break soul ties and old ties and chains and yokes and all these different things by simply seeking you, by following your instructions, by doing what you ask of us to do. We do our part, you can do your part. Father God, I just bless you, God, and I thank you on today. in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you remember this Alicia and her husband Desmond. Oh, God, I ask in the name of Jesus, as you have brought to our attention, Lord God, the need for us to build even a deeper relationship with you and not to put anything above you. I'm asking, Father God, that you help them to do the same, not even each other, Father God, but that they will put you first, and then they will submit to one another, and that they will love, Lord God, the way you have intended love to be, that their hearts would be open to receive your correction, your insight, your foresight, and even the understanding of what has already passed, the hindsight. Father God, I'm asking in the name of Jesus, God, that you will help them to help each other, Lord, even to raise their child. Father God, that they will be mindful, Lord God, of the voice and the things that are coming at them from their families, from friends, or even spirits. God, even their inner voice, Father God, that is contrary to your word. God, but that they will, Lord God, cast them down. They will filter the right things and receive the right things. Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that you regulate their minds, Lord God, as you continue to flow into them your word. Father God, that they would chew on their word, that they would digest it, Father God, and they would gain wisdom from it, Father God, that would help them individually and collectively, that they would come together in unity, Father God, be on one accord with your spirit in the body of Christ. Father God, that they will be examples of how you love the church. They will be examples to their friends, and people will marvel and wonder what the heck is going on. How? And Father God, they will be able to share the good news. They will be able to share how you, Father God, living testimonies, Father God, unto the people, how you can change their lives. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus, fill their heart with your spirit. Heal, God, those things that is inside of them, Father God, that they don't even know that is there. Pull it out, Father God, and pour into them your spirit as they spend time with you, as they get help. Father God, even those that they're getting help from, God, pour into them, so God, that they can give them the right answer, that they will not be led astray. Father God, you take control. You take control of the mind and the heart of the individual that is counseling. God, that your spirit can rule and reign and guide them in the way that they should go. In the name of Jesus, as they acknowledge you, God, I ask that you cover them and keep them safe from all harm and danger, seen and unseen. God, I ask that you give them the wisdom that they need as they, God, continue to grow through, even on the job. Father God, I ask, Lord God, that you help them to eat up and learn, Father God, everything that they need to learn, Father God, so that when it's time for them to move forward into the next, Father God, they will have that good, firm foundation naturally as well as spiritually. Father God, I ask, Lord God, that you continue to hold them in your arms, Lord God, in your bosom, Father God. And when they release, Father God, they know that they're releasing under to you, and then give them that assurance and confidence in you, God, that confidence that only you can give them. God, bless them, Lord. In their hearts and their minds, even in their faith, that whatever they put their hands to, it prospers. And Father God, because, Father God, they are seeking you, Lord God, give them the desires of their heart. Father God, we bless you and we thank you for this marriage and this unity that you have ordained. And we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Jesus, I just want to